On this episode, a great solo sex life. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the Holistic Alpha Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you listening. It is Tuesday as I record this. Hope you've had a kick-ass start to the week. On this episode, we are going to be talking about how to have a great solo sex life, which you can absolutely still do. Both men and women can have amazing sex lives being single and being physically alone. We're going to talk about that. Before we get into that, a couple things. First of all, I'm going to have some updates coming in the next episode or two on some of the things that I've been doing recently. So if you remember me talking a while ago, I started the carnivore diet. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the 75 hard challenge that I started and then ended up failing about halfway through and am now going on again. So, and an update on being without caffeine, which I gave up caffeine a while ago. So in coming episodes, next couple episodes, I'm going to update you on some of those things that I've been up to. But today we're going to talk about sex and having a good solo sex life. Last thing before we get into that, just a reminder, I'm totally here to help you. So shoot me a text message if I can do anything for you. 801-742-1439. Or book a free clarity call. Go to calendly.com/Stephen Mathis. How clarity call works. You book a call on my calendar. It's free. I call you. I listen to what's going on in your world, maybe challenges you're facing or where you feel stuck, and help you develop an action plan to move forward. I love doing it. It's absolutely free and would love to chat with you if you are working your way, growing your way through some things that I can help with. So book a free call. You can go to calendly.com/Stephen Mathis or just look in for the link in the show notes for that as well. So let's talk about having a great sex life being solo. And yes, it's absolutely possible. And you know, this is something that being solo, being single, is something that probably all guys go through at some point. Even those who get married relatively young and stay married for a long time, at least they were single for a while. For some guys, certainly it's a bigger part of their life. They might be, you know, you might be single for a much longer period of time when you're younger, or maybe you get divorced or whatever, you know, just between relationships. We all go through periods where we are single. And I think that actually, especially if you've been in a long-term relationship and then it ends, I do think that actually some periods of time being single are a really good idea. It's really good to learn how to be alone again and to kind of have some time with yourself and all the ways that kind of applies. So I think being single, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Since my divorce, I was married for a long time. I've been divorced about 4 years now. And since my divorce, I've had a number of periods where I've kind of chosen to just not date and just be single. And it's been really, really good. It's a good experience. It's a good way to learn more about ourselves, to learn more about how to support ourselves with what we need. So often, especially if you get married like I did, or married young like I did, there's so much codependency that often develops in relationships where, you know, one or both people tend to start looking to the other person to provide things for them that they should be providing for themselves. So for example, a lot of times, you know, a guy might be looking to his wife or girlfriend or whatever to provide him with confidence, right? To, you know, to provide him with feelings of love, to provide him with feelings of physical connection, to, you know, meet all of these sort of emotional and physical needs. And the best relationships come when two people come together who can meet their own needs, and they come together because you can create something new and special in that way. When people come together because they need the other person, it leads to an unhealthy relationship. It leads to you know, some of that codependency and other things that come up. And so I think it's really important to learn how to be alone and to learn how to enjoy life alone. And obviously we're not alone. When I say alone, none of us are alone. We're all connected. You and I are connected. We're all here connected. So we're not, it's not like we're alone in the universe. When I say alone in this context, of course, I just mean single, right? Not in a relationship, not dating, not having sex with anybody, right? So that time alone can be a really, really valuable and important thing. And I think also those times alone can be really important for preparing you to be in a relationship, right? If you are intentional and mindful in how you approach being single, then you can very much use that as a time to better prepare for your next relationship so that your next relationship goes better, so that your next relationship is even more positive, so that you show up in a better way in your next relationship, so that you have a better idea of what you're looking for in your next relationship. So if you're single, you know, how you look at it is really, really important, really important. And including for, you know, your day-to-day enjoyment of life, right? If you're single and you look at it as like, man, God, this sucks. I really wish I was with somebody. I'm sick of being alone. You know, I want to have sex. I want to have somebody to go on dates with. Like, if you complain about it, if you get in that mode of like, man, this sucks, then that's what you're going to experience, right? If that's your expectation, then that's what you're going to experience, and it's going to suck. If you approach it and look at it and say, man, you know, it's different than what I'm used to. I'm not used to, you know, if that's the case, you can say it's different than what I'm used to. And it's helping me learn and grow in all new ways. And I'm using this as a time to be better prepared for the next relationship. And I'm using it as a time to get to know myself better and to better learn how to provide the things that I need for myself emotionally and physically and in all the, you know, the ways that sometimes I look for in a relationship. So how you approach being single, the attitude you bring is huge. So if you are willing to approach it with a positive attitude where you're going to, you know, use this as a chance to grow, as a chance to prepare for the next relationship, as a chance to, you know, improve as a person and to improve in terms of providing what you need for yourself to be living in a joyful, happy, you know, peaceful and content way. So part of that, of course, is sex, right? We are sexual creatures. We are sexual beings. All of us have some degree of sex drive, certainly some more than others, but being a human means that we have, to some degree, the urge to procreate. So not only do we have that urge, but we also have that opportunity because our sexual energy, our sexual power, as we've talked about in this show, is something that we can use and channel and transform in healthy, effective ways where we can really use that to power our lives so that we can create the lives that we want, so that we can be the best that we can be for those people around us. So if we're single, how do we have a great sex life when we are single? Well, let's talk about a few ways. Number one, for sure, is there a more important time to practice and learn and put into play in your life semen retention than when you are single? Because if you are ejaculating on any kind of regular basis alone and you are single, you're going to be doing a couple things. Number one, you're going to be dramatically draining your energy that comes out in lots of different ways. I don't just mean physical energy. It comes out in terms of confidence and drive and, you know, passion and enthusiasm and all these different ways that energy comes out. And of course, physical, you know, energy as well. So if you're ejaculating on a regular basis when you're single, there's no way you're going to have anything approaching what feels like a good sex life if that is how you roll, because you're going to be draining that energy. And while you might get brief bursts of, you know, getting to feel good momentarily, what will end up happening is you'll actually end up spending far more time. If you look at the amount of time actually spent, you'll spend far more time, you know, feeling bad, feeling down about it, feeling shameful, feeling alone, feeling, you know, whatever, all of these sort of, you know, harder to deal with kind of emotions if that's how you roll. I mean, let's look at it realistically. If you're in the habit of, you know, looking at porn and jerking off and ejaculating every single day and you're single, what's really happening time-wise? You're spending, you know, maybe 10 to 20 seconds in some sort of, you know, ejaculatory orgasm, and maybe you're spending 5 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever. Let's be generous there in terms of the time that led up to that. And maybe that feels good, but then you spend the next 23 hours and 30 minutes of the day or whatever, feeling shitty about it, feeling shitty about yourself, feeling less confidence, feeling less drive, feeling, you know, in some cases shameful and guilty and all these other things. So, you know, that's not a successful path. That's not a path to having a good sex life when you're single. You know, certainly, porn in and of itself is not going to be a good thing. And then certainly the ejaculation part of it. So number one, most important factor, if you're going to have a good sex life when you're single, is you got to stop ejaculating. This is the time to practice semen retention. It's a time to, you know, learn and practice edging and to gain control and to transmute your sexual energy into other types of energy and to learn to move it around your body. And all of that starts with, you got to conserve that energy. If you're just wasting it, then you can never do anything else with it. It's just gone and you don't get to, you know, experience all the things that can bring you. So semen retention, key part. Another key part is having a sex life with yourself, right? If you practice semen retention, I've talked about this a little bit before. If you practice semen retention in a way where you're doing what might be referred to as like NoFap hard mode, where you're not engaging in any sort of masturbation whatsoever, you're not engaging in any sort of sexual thoughts, anything like that, while that can be a useful tool short term, it is not, in my opinion, any kind of long-term strategy. We're kind of in a use it or lose it situation a little bit when it comes to our sex. If you just ignore it and, you know, yeah, it's going to be great if you're not ejaculating, you're going to, you know, slowly build up that energy more. But if you're just simply not engaging in any kind of sexual activity and you stick with that practice for any kind of long term, what's really going to happen is the sexual energy part of you is going to kind of fade away a little bit. You know, so simply not doing anything is not really the answer. So the second key part, in addition to overall practicing semen retention, is actually having a regular sex life with yourself, meaning masturbating on a regular basis and doing it in a way where it's edging, like I've talked about, and doing it in a way where it's mindful, where, what is edging? It's going up and down in the arousal scale. It's not ejaculating at the end. If you're doing it in the way that I coach and practice, it's going to be mindful, where, you know, you're not looking at porn. You're focused on the feelings and the sensations and what's happening in your body. And you're focused on actually enjoying it, right? Actually enjoy it and be in the moment. How often, think back about this. How often have you masturbated and instead of actually enjoying and like really being in the moment and thinking, man, this really feels good, you were, you know, basically engaged in some sort of like pretending that you were in some fantasy, right? You were with some girl. Maybe you were with, you know, your wife if you're in a relationship, or maybe if you're not, you imagine being, you know, with some girl that you're in a relationship with. And what if you're doing that, what are you doing? Your mind is off in another place at another time, and you're not present in the moment. It's just like if you were with a partner, and the whole time you're with a partner, you were imagining being with somebody else, how good of an experience do you think that's going to be? It's not going to be a great experience for you. It's not going to be a great experience for your partner. And in the case of your solo sex life, you're both. You're you and you're your partner, right? So if your mind is off in another place and another time and just off in some fantasy, then, you know, you're really robbing yourself of the experience and robbing yourself of the connection with yourself and of, you know, the pleasure that you can really experience when you really focus on the moment. So the second key part is to actually enjoy and engage in a solo, you know, regular solo sex practice, meaning you're masturbating on a regular basis, you're edging, so you're not ejaculating at the end. You're doing it in a mindful way. So you're paying attention to what's going on in your body. You're not looking at porn and you're enjoying it. You know, you're doing it not to pretend that you're in some other scenario. Like, man, this would be so hot if I was in this other scenario with this other person, right? But you're doing it to actually enjoy it in the moment, which is, it's a subtle shift, but it's a big shift, because really it totally shifts the whole kind of experience when you shift your approach like that. So that's the second key thing. So, you know, if you're going to have a great sex life, you're going to be having sex on a regular basis. And if you're single, solo, that means you're going to be having solo sex on a regular basis, which is awesome. I would highly encourage you to edge on a daily basis, right? I mean, now let's talk about edging for a couple of minutes. In terms of approaching edging, we talked a little bit about that in terms of doing it mindfully. One thing is I guess a couple other points. One is time, right? So once you get to where you're comfortable edging and not ejaculating at the end, then there can be, for some guys, sort of a, where it becomes a little bit obsessive, right? Where, yeah, you're not ejaculating at the end and it's not, you know, you're not wasting energy, which is awesome. But if it's totally obsessive where you're doing that for like, you know, 2 or 3 hours at a time or something, and it's like there can be an excessive amount of anything. So I'm not suggesting that you spend, you know, 4 hours a day edging or something, right? But some daily time edging is a really, really good thing. And then that brings me to the next key part, which is, while you don't want to necessarily spend a lot of time every single day, you know, some time is good. What you do want to do, I think, is spend a longer period of time occasionally. So let's say maybe once a week, right? Once a week, you basically have, let's call it a solo sex date. So instead of taking, you know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever, and maybe you're doing it like, you know, maybe you're just edging in the bathroom for 5 minutes before you get in the shower, or, you know, you're edging for, you know, 10 minutes or whatever. Once a week, what I would suggest is take the time to have a longer session with yourself and set aside the time and the space, right? So be in a space and a, you know, a physical space and a mental space where you can actually get into it and you can enjoy the experience. And then make it a longer experience, right? Take, you know, half an hour, an hour, or, you know, or longer, whatever, right? Take time to actually just really enjoy the experience. And what you'll find is, when you do that, just like, you know, while a quickie with a partner, you know, a 5 minute quickie with a partner, can be fun and feel great and be connecting, it's not the same as, you know, having sex with a partner for an hour or two where you're really deeply connecting. You know this, right? Or if you haven't been with a partner, for which I know some of you guys haven't, that intuitively makes sense to you, right? Well, the same thing applies to you being alone. You know, while a 5 or 10 minute edging session is great, you're not going to get the same kind of energetic experience that you would get from a longer session, and a longer session where you're, you know, where you're just focused on that, where you take some time, where you're really present in the moment. So I think that's a really critical part of having a great solo sex life, is not only, you know, taking that time to edge on a regular basis and doing it mindfully, but taking that time, you know, once a week, or maybe it's every other week, or maybe it's twice a week or whatever, taking that time to, you know, go on a solo sex date, really take the time to make it an overall experience. There is nothing that says, you know, so often it's really unfortunate that, you know, I think especially as guys, this may be true for, you know, for women to some degree as well, but I think especially for guys, so many guys grow up in this mode of, you know, it comes to masturbation, it's like, you know, they're hiding, for example, you know, the first time, you know, a young guy masturbates might be, you know, in the bathroom, and it's like in secret, and he's supposedly just going to the bathroom, or he's supposedly just showering, you know, and he's like jerking off and ejaculating in like, you know, 90 seconds, and it's in secret and nobody knows. And it's like just to get it done and to get to the point of getting there. Right. So it's a total shift in mindset to say, okay, you know what, actually I'm going to, like, you know, this is a good thing. I'm allowed to feel good. this is a good thing because it actually brings energy to my life and brings enthusiasm and power and life force to my life. So I'm going to take some time and actually enjoy it, right? And get into it and take some time to be with myself and be present. That can make a huge, huge difference. And in fact, some of the guys that I've worked with in one-on-one coaching in terms of, you know, kind of reactivating their libido when that's kind of dropped off a little bit, right? And a number of times what has happened is when, you know, when they start edging, that will help, right? That will help. But sometimes they still may not feel a real kind of like real libido and real like desire for sex and sexual drive. If or when they take the time to have a solo sex date like that, that really turns that on. It really turns it on. Again, just like a partner, you know, if you're with a partner, having a 5-minute quickie is gonna be like, yeah, that was, you know, that was great, that was awesome. But have a multiple hour session with a partner, and you just come away from it feeling like, oh my God, that was amazing, right? You're not gonna probably come away with it feeling, come away from a 5-minute quickie feeling like that. Same thing, if you go on that solo sex date, you're not gonna come away from a 5 or 10 minute edging session being like, oh, that was amazing. Oh, I feel so electric and amazing, right? Yeah, it'll feel good. You know, yeah, it'll boost your energy. It'll boost your testosterone actually a little bit in the moment. Just getting an erection actually boosts your testosterone. So it will feel good, but it's certainly not going to be this like, wow, awesome experience. Whereas you can create that type of experience when you actually take more time and when you mentally and physically put yourself in a setting that is conducive to that. So it's so possible, you guys, to have a great sex life being single. You do not need to be with somebody. When you are ready to be with somebody, when you are ready to, you know, to show up in the best way that you can in a relationship, it will happen, and that will be great. You know, in the meantime, while you're single, you can still enjoy and have an awesome sex life. It's just a matter of how you approach it. So approach it mindfully. Approach it in a way of saying, you know what? I can have an awesome sex life, right? It doesn't have to be. Masturbation doesn't have to be this like shameful, quick, get the job done, look at porn, get rid of the urge, you know, kind of thing. It can be, wow, this adds value to my life. Wow, this actually helps me feel amazing, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally and spiritually and energetically. The energetic boost that you can provide to your life through a healthy, active, solo sex life is tremendous. You can build such powerful sexual energy, and you can move it around in your body, and you can turn it into other forms of energy, and you can turn it into confidence and drive and physical energy and, you know, enthusiasm and charisma, and you can turn it into all these other things, and you can enjoy great sexual experiences if you approach it that way. So if you are single now, whether that's maybe you're choosing not to date for a while, or you know, maybe you're younger and you're just not really dating yet, or maybe you've recently ended, you know, a long-term relationship and you're taking a break from dating for that reason, or whatever the reason, if you are single, you can still enjoy a great sex life if you approach it the right way. So do that. Let me know if you have questions, comments, anything about that, or if I can help you apply that to your specific situation. If this brought up any ideas of like things that you'd like to ask me or talk about or anything like that around your particular situation, I would be happy to chat with you. So book a free clarity call, go to calendly.com/Stephen Mathis, or hit the link in the show notes for that as well. I would love to chat with you. If you guys enjoy this show, I would really appreciate it if you did a couple things. Number one, share it. Just share it, right? Send it to a friend, you know, a cousin, a family member, whatever. I had somebody stop by. I was working out at the park earlier tonight, and I had a woman stop by it was actually kind of interesting. And a woman stopped by and she said, excuse me. And she basically asked, you know, if I had like a YouTube channel and if I published content, because she was saying how she had a, you know, a friend or a brother, I think brother, in San Francisco, who's an MMA fighter. And she was telling him like, oh, this guy like hangs in trees and you might want to check out his stuff. Anyway, she came up and asked me, and she was going to share it with her brother. So I would really appreciate it if you're already here listening to this show, and if you dig it and get value out of it, share it, send it to somebody or send it to lots of people. The other thing is, if you happen to be on Apple Podcasts, which is the only place that you can really leave a review, at least for the most part, leave a rating or review. That would be awesome. I'd really appreciate it. Again, that'll help more guys find and benefit from the show. So if you can do those two things, share the show, and if you're on Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and review. I would really, really appreciate it. Sending you guys good kick-ass vibes. By the way, I would love to connect with you on social media. I am most active at this particular moment on Facebook. So Facebook is a great way to connect with me. I am also on Instagram, on YouTube, on Telegram. Lots of ways to get in touch with me. So you can find the links in the show notes for that. But I am posting every day, posting workouts and other updates and keeping you hopefully motivated and supported on a day-to-day basis. So get out there, kick ass. You guys rock. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you on the next episode.